face her. I wanna chase her. Although I know I'm never, never gonna face her. I know I've never, never seen anything so serene. And when I'm with her, I'm gonna miss her. Because I know I'm never, never gonna kiss her. Or would I ever be mine? Those beautiful eyes of green.
I just saw it too, like 40 minutes ago.
Clapping.
Yay, I also go by four other OC names. Thunderblue, Green Flash, Lightning Red, and my Alicorn Prince, Crimson Wings. And basically my YouTube channel will be Stallion and Mayor Studios, which I'll be launching in a year, and my YouTube name will be Tony Benson. The channel name is Stallion and Mayor Studios. Where am I from? I'm from Illinois, not giving out the city. And, I'm just a guy who found a better life through the Brony fandom. My life has never been better when I became a Brony. Well, in about a year, I'm planning to do, like, MLP parody animations, fan-made animations. Hopefully Hasbro doesn't take it down like they did with Jan Animation. Screw you, Hasbro. Screw you, and shame on you for taking Budding Mash Adventures, even though I've never seen it. But yeah, I'm going to be doing that. I'm also going to do reviews of episodes, maybe some rants, some podcasts, and a bridge series, and mostly focus on MLP and non-MLP, you know, back and forth, you know, make it that. But it's mostly going to be a Brony channel. I mean, I don't animate. I'm going to hire animators. I don't animate. I love to learn how to animate, but I will be hiring animators. Yes. I voice act. I put my own twist on things. Yes, I haven't really, I'm just searching in the future. I can't really voice any character of any animation series, but I do my own voices and a twist. I use a blue snowball, which is pretty much all I can afford right now. I will get started in a year because I'm kind of busy with other stuff.
Okay, so apparently my VT. Oh God! All right. There we go, now people can actually hear me. Since you missed the introduction yet again, welcome. You're now dropping the bass of DJ Pony Ace here on Ponyville FM. Like I said, wouldn't be a dropping the bass without some sort of audio issue.
Like four or five.
Of course. Yes, Ring, thank you for... Look, I'm not good at the audio, okay? Shut up. I can mix. I just... setting it up. I have so many little virtual audio cables going from this to that. Anyways. You shut your mouth. So did anyone see the episode today?
I did. But what about more questions about me?
All right, more questions about you. What's your favorite color?
Can it be about MLP next? My favorite color is blue.
Who's your favorite pony? Ah!
Oh, finally, Rainbow Dash.
Rainbow Dash, of course, Rainbow Dash.
Pinkie Pie still beats her, though. I mean, she's awesome, but Pinkie Pie.
Pinkie Pie's a weird way to say Applejack.
I also want to say that I've been interviewing people for the fandom, but so yeah, I'll be doing that also on my channel, interviews. Okay. Recording them, making them into video, and uploading them.
So who all have you interviewed?
The people you don't know. But I'm just looking for those brony channels that don't have many subscribers and helping them out.
That is a very noble cause.
Though there are a lot of brony celebrities I want to interview, but I want to focus on those that are not celebrities.
I could see that. I like to interview friends. That's my little philosophy is, hey.
Okay, so some of my questions are least favorite pony, okay?
You're asking who's my least favorite pony?
Well, you should ask me that. I mean, these are some of the questions I ask people.
Oh, okay. Who's your least favorite pony?
Well, she's white and has diamonds.
Rarity?
Rarity, yes. I hate Rarity. Is worst pony. She's annoying and drives me crazy.
Dude, worst pony is DT.
She's a complete douche.
No, Diamond Tiara is like worst fit background pony.
Yeah, can I say the B word?
She is the worst.
Can I say the B word?
In existence.
I think you could say bitch. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I can say that. They are both bitches. Yeah, you go to a PG-13 movie, they say the B word.
Yeah. You can say the F word.
They only say the F word like maybe one or two times in a PG-13 movie.
I'm pretty sure you can have some,
Other questions I ask are, favorite background pony, all of them. But mostly Derpy and Vinyl are my two favorite of the background. My favorite Cutie Mark Crusader is Sweetie Belle. I also mentioned favorite, others. But I mentioned a whole bunch of other stuff. Like favorite episode and songs from the current three seasons and soon from this. Only six more episodes.
Yes, only six more episodes, and then you will see a major falling off in the fandom. It always does this. I don't know why, but...
Do I have to keep asking myself questions, or am I just doing your job for you?
No. No, you're doing pretty good for yourself, I gotta say.
All right. So, we keep asking away. Maybe ask my favorite restaurants.
Alright, why the hell not?
That's not MLP.
Ring, well, actually, you know what, Ring? Do you have any questions for him?
Nope. I'm not used to interviewing people.
You're not used to it. This is quite the odd interview, actually. Odd makes it sound like a negative, like unique. We'll use the word unique interview. Audio derps, things like that.
Continue. Your favorite restaurant. Come on.
What's your favorite restaurant?
Or restaurants? Do I like it? Let's see. Let's get out the list here. Burger King, Taco Bell, Wendy's, IHOP, Denny's. Okay, no, not Denny's. I don't think of Denny's. What else do I like? Oh, this place called Taco Burrito King, but that only exists in Illinois. What other fast food restaurants? I like KFC. I like Popeyes. I don't like McDonald's as much, but I tend to go there for the Shamrock Shakes and other stuff. Let's see, Great Steak and Potato Company, Panda Express, Subway, Quiznos, Potbellies. Yeah. I can go on.
I can tell. Okay, it's getting to be about 22:15. So, is there any Anything else you'd like to hit on before we...
I don't like Celestia. I just want to end her life and take over Camelot. That's been my dream.
That's been your dream, is to kill Celestia.
I mean, come on. Seriously. She practically is evil. She just hides it from the world.
I mean, she's a troll. I wouldn't say she's evil. I mean, she did try to save Camelot from Chrysalis that one time. I mean, she failed epically, and it was pretty sad. But she tried, for once.
I actually was bison when I saw that when Chrysalis killed her. I was like, yes! Yes!
Wait, you can't say once, because she stopped at Nightmare Moon, remember?
She did. When I...
wife.
At the end of season 2, it was like the first time, and everybody was like, finally, she does something. It was...
But then, Chrysalis is ugly.
Much simpler times in the fandom.
Chrysalis is ugly. I swear to God, she is an ugly bitch.
Man, Chrysalis is best villain. What are you talking about?
Well, she's hideous. She's ugly. She is not a pretty, beautiful villain. She's ugly. And if I could compare her to another person, I'd say Lindsay Lohan.
Okay, so who is your favorite villain? If we're just gonna go down this route.
Like, Discord is like my favorite villain. Because Discord is, above all, the best villain in all of MLP. Even though he's been reformed, but until then he was like best villain.
Okay, alright, I'll give you that. I don't really consider him a villain because he's been reformed. But yeah, if we're gonna consider him a villain, he is best because Q is best Bone, of course.
God, I'm gonna be talking about this episode of another guy's show tonight.
Is it Toasts?
Why do you ask? Do you listen in when I call?
I listen. I'm gonna give a shout out to Funny Toast here on my show.
I want to give a shout out to him too. You better start free calling me. It shouldn't just be calling in your show, man.
Anyways, Funny Toast. If you guys have the chance, at 11:59 p.m. tonight, he will be starting his show, Equestrian, something. Just go Blog tune Talk in to Radio. Philly. Blog Talk Radio.
I'll be it. Tuning in too, so you better pick up on me after 15 minutes. I hate waiting. I got a system. I got one piece at noon.
He's not listening to this, so it's...
Is FemFem Philosophy listening to this? Because I want him to add me. I
think so.
Okay, and all any famous bronies out there?
No.
I'm just messing with you. But anybody listening to the show that is against me and you like Verity, that's your thing. I don't like her, so if you're offended what I say because I hate her, well, that's your problem.
All right. We're going to wrap this up. Is there anything else you would like to hit up on before we go?
The Flim Flam brothers screwed up in season 2, and they've done it again. So I will not wish to see the Flim Flam brothers in season 5. Because it would be a triple turkey strike. Tonic. I'm pretty sure it's just regular water.
It was actually apples and celery juice.
Yeah.
It wasn't celery juice. It was like Bailey's, even though Wikipedia says beet leaves.
They're unicorns. They could magically have turned it into a cure.
Alcohol.
Tonic.
Of course. And yes, Scootaloos, you are famous. Your horse famous. Congratulations, you're one of those guys.
Like you thought Neon Lights was.
I also dream of having my own radio show in the future.
Neon Lights is horse famous. My God.
He's a canon character. He's been there since like season 2 or whenever Meredith was.
It was made by Shady Box.
Shady Box.
What? I don't care.
Anyways, I also have a dream of running my own Brony radio show called The Brony Report. So, unlike a website where I don't have to pay monthly.
Well, I mean, good luck with that. you're probably going to have to pay monthly because that's how servers work.
Or I could just do my show through live stream, you know. It's not going to be radio, but...
Yeah, you could do that. What is that noise in the background? It sounds like...
Is that coming from me?
I don't know.
Did it stop?
No, I think it... Anyways, we're going to wrap this up with Tony here.
Any more questions?
Does the chat have any questions?
The one person listening.
Wait, there's only one?
No, well, there's not only one.
I'm just making fun because Scootaloose is basically remember, the only talking.
We have 15. The people listening can ask me anything. Anything.
We have 15. So...
As long as it's not Rule 34. This is PG-13.
Alright, I'll give the chat. Anyways, thank you, Tony, for coming on.
Are you sure you don't have any more questions, Ace?
No, I'm pretty sure. I don't.
Well, did this go well? Is there a chance we could like free talk in the future? When you're not at your late night job on the desk, taking calls and helping people with their electronics.
I'm actually an automotive detailer, but. It's all good.
So,
I have to plan an appointment to talk to him.
Yeah.
So, Ace, if there's any chance in the future when you're not working, we could free talk, let me know, all right? Because I enjoyed talking with you on your show.
Yeah. It's been an experience.
It's been fun. I also have two other bronies I have on Skype who want me to be in their show. So, yeah, I've opened myself up. This is my dream, to be a guest on a Brony talk show.
Oh,
and it's come true. And I want to thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. Anytime. I guess I'll talk to you in a bit when we go to Toast's show. But for
all right, and I did not talk about spaghetti on his show. God, right. Why are you bringing out this spaghetti crap? I did not even mention one word of spaghetti on his show, yes, last week. And you keep saying, you keep dropping spaghetti. I don't even have spaghetti in my hand. I don't want to eat pasta in the basement.
I'm having problems forming words. Sure. You're right. Nobody mentions spaghetti. I don't know where they get these things from. Silly internet.
I think you sent a link to me, Urban Dictionary.
Which defines spaghetti, you should...
And what would that definition be, per se?
It means... spaghetti. Just go read the link. I gotta get you off here. We're running a bit over.
I know.
So...
Don't forget, everybody, Stallion and Mars Studios opened sometime in 2015, so be on the lookout.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for coming on. Talk to you later.
All right.
See ya.
All right, real quick before he starts tuning in, that was really spaghetti. That was the definition of spaghetti. Anyways, okay, Miss Ring. Let's wrap about the episode real fast. I actually did not finish it.
It is epic.
I thought it was pretty good as well.
I waited till 2 whole weeks for it and had everything I wanted: fast talking sales pony and a song.
Isn't it great? Yes. Fast talking cell ponies and songs. We all know what Ring likes. So, my only problem was the fact that I thought I saw Mando Pony in that.
Well, he is dating that, can't think of her name right now.
I think her name is Sibsy, is what everybody calls her.
Yeah. He's dating her, so, yeah.
In fact, I think a while back, about a year back, we had... Sibsy had drawn a cover to one of the comics featuring Mando Pony right on the cover, and Hasbro was like, no, don't do that. That was way back in, like, 2012, 2013. I don't know, don't quote me on that. It was a long time ago. But yeah... And just seeing him in the episode was like, why?
Because he's horse famous?
I know he's horse famous.
That's why, though. He's just so famous.
I hate that. I hate that word, though. Force famous.
You use it all the time.
I use it, but in a negative connotation. Being okay. Horse famous is not good. I mean, yeah, it's alright, but if you're gonna act a dick to the fandom, and then the fandom comes and kisses your ass, that's not good. This is why I hate big crowds of people. The more people there are in a group, the lower the IQ drops. Anyways, let's see here. I miss my weather pony. I miss my weather pony.
He's not online, but I bet I can guess weather. It's warm, you can streak, or it's cold. That's all he was gonna say, I bet.
Yeah, it's cold, or something like that. Which, hang on, let me look up the weather in the Midwest. Ring, play me off.
What?
I said, play me off, I'm looking up the weather.
Na 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 na, na 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 na. We will be right back after these messages.
Alright, here we go.
And now we're back.
The weather in the Midwest right now is currently 51 degrees Fahrenheit with no wind chill factor. Tomorrow, the weather will be rainy during the evening with a high of 55 degrees. Chance of rain, 50%. Winds west at 21 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, low 30. Chance of precipitation, 80%. Snow possible, freezing wind north-northwest at 21 miles per hour. Well, isn't that something? It actually is cold in the Midwest, so we hit that on the head. Congratulations,
winter everybody. Winter weather
blind. Round of applause. Mm. I still have about 3 minutes to kill.
okay. Winter wrap-up lied.
Winter wrap-up did lie. They absolutely did.
It's spring now and it's not warm. And don't you have a rant or something?
No, my rant was about horse famous people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And so we're done with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of horse famous people, I noticed in that one episode with Fluttershy being a singer and stuff, they used, like, Button's mom but gave her, like, a different cutie mark, in my opinion.
I did not notice this.
I noticed that it's like when they're singing at the spa, she's just laying there tapping her hoof. She's got a towel on her head.
I'm going to have to go look at this. And then you know what John Animation, or Jan Juan, Jan Animation, however the F you pronounce it, Jan Animation should, like, you know, they should send Hasbro a C&D because Button's mom is original property of Jan Animation. That would be funny as hell.
It would be. Dear Hasbro, you're being C&D'd for using this character from Jan Animation.
That would just be comedy gold right there.
Ugh. I hope Hasbro's not listening to us, though.
Who from Hasbro is going to listen to me? I mean, really.
Probably not you, but...
Secretly, Woody Wooten has been tuning in the whole time.
With
a fake mustache.
I actually saw that when you said that, like, it just popped in my head. Just like, Pinky's fake mustache twiddling it.
So he's sitting at his computer in a fake mustache, this guy, listening to me rant about... Oh, okay, that seems perfectly sane.
He works on MLP.
He does.
So, yeah.
He is the most chill guy, too. He walks up to our little Fighting His Magic table we have at Nightmare Nights Dallas, and it's like, this is awesome. And I got to sit there and just tell him everything about the game. And he just sat there, and we talked about this game that's technically illegal, and... Last thing I said to him was, I hope you've enjoyed yourself. Don't tell Hasbro.
That's awesome.
It was good times.
But you had a... Well, that's what you said, though, but I bet this is what you really said. Because you're so awestruck.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just like... Like Fluttershy, the first episode.
Squeak. Like, I'm Fluttershy.
Oh, tonight is...
She's adorable.
Tonight has been quite fun. Before I came here, just to let everybody know, I mixed 4,000 pounds of concrete and poured it.
That sounds like a song.
What, 4,000 pounds of concrete and...
And I poured it. I don't know.
Okay.
So why did you do it?
Because we're making room for a closet underneath the deck. So we had to pour the foundation for it.
I thought you were gonna make like a sidewalk or something with that much.
Nope, just a big ass slab of concrete right underneath the porch.
But I bet you're not allowed to use the closet either.
Probably not gonna be able to use the closet. But yeah, 4,000 pounds. So I'm a little mixed out tonight. You'll have to forgive me if. I kid you not, my arms right now are like wet noodles. Because I've just... 2 tons.
Well, it matches with you being a wet blanket all the time.
Oh! Shots fired! Ow! Golly!
You know I'm kidding.
You better be. Ah!
You set it up, though. That was just awesome.
Yeah, alright. Fair enough. Alright, so Sleepy Pony, I just noticed in the chat, has missed most of the broadcast. Sleepy, here's what happened real fast, just to give you a rundown.
If you have trouble remembering, remember it slow. Sorry, I was doing Portal. Go on.
Portal. Fun. Oh my gosh, alright. I've just completely been derailed. Yes. What happened was, we had a bit of an audio error. With my mic, of course. But that didn't last too long. That lasted maybe like 1 or 2 minutes. Then we had a guy named Tony Benson come on. A very spectacular spaghetti little interview there. Me and Ring talked about horse famous people, and now I'm about to mix. So... It's been quite a fun little broadcast here.
This is the longest show I've been in on this website thing.
On this station, I think the Sonic Radio Boom one went on for.
Well, yeah, that one went for an hour, but on this one, I've only been on for like 40 seconds.
All right, now I keep you guys on a little longer than that, like 5 minutes. And to be fair, we've only had like a handful of shows.
True.
And last week, I kid you not, I was stuck in the mud hole mud.
Oh, yeah.
Mud hole up to like halfway through my tire, so I couldn't make it. The perils of living in Georgia, I kid you not, it's horrible. Golly. Mud holes and having to fight through like copious crowds of rednecks. And you ever been to Atlanta? Not a fun place.
There, Ace. You know we all love you, and we'll pat your back with a broom.
With a broom.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want any tears on me.
Wow. Okay. Thanks.
I'm always here for your support.
I could tell. I feel so loved.
Aww.
Just tears. Anyways. Tip of the day, random tip of the day, I should probably do this. If you're going to play the Fallout games on your PC, be sure you limit the game to 2 cores. That's right. If you have a multi-core processor with more than 2 cores, the Fallout games will crash on your PC. Random tip of the day. Also, a ring. That's probably why you can't play Fallout New Vegas on your PC.
I can't play it. I don't know what to do.
After this broadcast, I'll show you. It might help it. It's because you have a 4-core processor, and it's only supposed to be running on a 2-core processor because it's an older game. Isn't this magical? I'm just full of so much random useless information.
He's always making fun of my computer.
Look, you're running Windows Vista. What do you expect?
I am not rich like you. I can't go and buy a new computer.
I'm not rich either. I just upgrade. And don't ask how I upgrade, because I don't want to get into legalities of how I upgraded. But you upgrade.
Duh, you save up money and then you hit the button that says upgrade.
Nah.
You need to get out more.
Anyways, gonna go over to music because I'm running like 6 minutes over.
Can I say one last thing?
Yes.
For you guys listening, if you want to be interviewed by us, you gotta pay me $50. Not Ace though. He don't love you as much as I do.
What?
Shush,
I swear.
I need new things.
This show. All right, Nufia being interviewed by me. $50 for a ring. I can't top that. I can't top that. Damn it.
Because I'm awesome.
It is. It is absolutely. Anyways, ring, everybody. Big round of applause. Yay.
Woo, RubyCast. Woo.
RubyCast, because you're not cool enough to call a ring. Woo.
Woo, I'm awesome. Not really.
I'm gonna attempt to play some music because all of my fingers are concrete dried out and arms are wet noodles.
Hopefully no more audio derps.
And I think I got 2 hours of sleep before I came on, and then 4 hours of sleep last night. So we're absolutely swimming in loads of sleep and conjugal thought. Whatever. Anyways.
Fancy word.
Fancy word here, thought. Yeah. Thank you, Ring. I gotta load up a track. Oh, crap,
see you guys
I haven't
next
loaded
week,
up
probably.
A track. Yep, see y'all next week. Thank you again. Mexican ring, I can't hear you, but I know you're just squeeing with delight right now. Good job, I'll talk to you after.
Nebula of dreams inside. Stop looking into the night. Give me all the things I need, so you can run in the sky with me. Space surrounds us as we float away. Looking back as night turns to day, moving on into another plane, forgetting our worries and all of the pain. We'll be right back. inside. Can't stop looking into the night. Give me all the things I need, so you can run in the sky with me. My turns today, moving on into another plane, forgetting our worries and all of the pain.
Seems I went a little bit over. I apologize for that. But yeah, thank you for tuning in to my show. Hope you enjoyed the music. Lots of derps, quite fun. Go follow me on Twitter or something. Have a good night.